This is Olivia Reingold with Yellowstone Public Radio. The Crow Nation reissued its monthly elder checks after banks declined to cash the first ones. The tribe says a clerical error caused the mishap that inconvenienced elders right before the holidays. Buddy Rogers is in his room at the Crow Nursing Home, Awe Kulawaje, watching an old Harden High School basketball game on YouTube. He says Harden wins this one.
Oh, you know how it ends, though. That's what you're saying. Yeah. Doesn't that get boring?
The answer is no, because one of his 24 grandkids is on the court. He used his elder check to buy his grandkids Christmas presents. Every month, the tribe prints out about 900 checks for tribal members 67 and above, each for $300. This month, the tribe reissued all of its December elder checks just days before Christmas. Two tribal employees worked full 8-hour days to issue new checks within 24 hours. Banks refused some of the first ones because they contained the wrong routing number, according to an executive branch official.
I'm here for Carl.
Carl Little Owl, the tribal COO and head of finance, says his family was frustrated by the December mix-up too.
And of course, they're going to be calling me first saying, what the heck's going on here? You know, we want our checks. We need them. It's Christmas right there. We have bills to pay. And so, you know, they're upset with me. Of course, I'm upset as well. But what can you do?
The money comes from interest on a federal settlement. Two decades ago, the U.S. government paid the tribe $85 million after it improperly drew a Crow reservation boundary over 100 years ago. Little Owl says only about a quarter of the December checks had the wrong routing number, but the tribe reprinted them all anyway. He calls it a clerical issue and says it's a poor example of how the executive branch normally operates. He points out that the tribe issued a lot of checks that day that the banks did process.
I mean, the same day we issued payroll. We issued payroll to the legislative branch. We issued payroll to the judicial branch. We issued pay to the executive branch.
He says that in the future, he doesn't want to print that many checks at once since doing so increases the risk of mistakes. Some Crow legislators and tribal members say elder payments have become increasingly irregular in recent years. The checks are supposed to be available on the first of the month, but sometimes aren't because the tribe has competing financial obligations around then, like loan payments, according to a tribal finance employee. Buddy Rogers at the nursing home says he returned the initial check after his Facebook blew up with comments about banks refusing to cash the elder checks.
Everybody was screaming and hollering, but I appreciate that we got an elderly check.
When the Crow tribe posted on Facebook that it would reissue checks, commenters wrote things like, "Good grief, the elders need their money," and "Terrible way to treat us elders." But Rogers says he's grateful for the checks because he has a spinal injury that prevents him from working. Social Security and the elder payments are his only income.
I don't care how long it takes. If they could give it to me the 30th or the 31st of each month, I wouldn't mind, just so I get it that month.
A spokesperson for the tribe says that AJ Not Afraid, the tribal chairman, is working to create a new department that will handle elder payments. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.